USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The United States military struck an Iranian-backed militia site in Syria that was used to launch rocket attacks in Iraq. With more, here's USA Radio's John Clemens reporting.
U.S. forces launched airstrikes against facilities in eastern Syria that were used in a series of rocket attacks over the last several days, targeting U.S. and coalition personnel in Iraq. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said the strikes destroyed multiple facilities at a border control that was being used by a number of Iranian-backed militia groups. One of those attacks on February 15th claimed the life of an American contractor. The so-called Guardians of Blood Brigade claimed responsibility for that attack. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Energize Health. Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. EnergizeHealth.com.
Costco says it's raising its hourly minimum wage to $16 an hour for its U.S. employees amid ongoing debate among lawmakers on raising federal hourly minimum wages to $15 an hour. Costco CEO Craig Jelinek said during a Senate Budget Hearing Committee that the wage will go to $16 an hour. Employees have the opportunity to receive annual wage increases. Amazon has raised its starting wage to $15 an hour in 2018, and Target has raised its minimum wage to $15 last year. Walmart announced it's going to raise its minimum wage to $13 an hour. The House is planning to vote on Friday on President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, and while it has enough support to pass the House, Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kristen Sinema of Arizona have threatened to oppose the stimulus package over the provision to raise the minimum wage. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is now calling for an investigation into the allegations of sexual harassment against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. De Blasio called the allegations, which were made by former aide Lindsay Boylan, quote, disturbing.
When a woman comes forward with this kind of very specific allegations, they have to be taken seriously.
5 New York State Republican senators are demanding a full investigation by New York's Attorney General in a letter writing, this investigation should also include a review of the alleged actions taken by executive chamber staff members and loyalists to try and intimidate the alleged victim and other women into remaining silent. Governor Cuomo said he's denying any wrongdoing of any kind. 2 of Lady Gaga's French bulldogs named Koji and Gustav were stolen after the singer's dog walker was shot in Hollywood, California. A Los Angeles Police Department spokesperson confirmed to People magazine that the robbery happened on Wednesday night on Sierra Bonita Avenue in Hollywood. The dog walker was transported to the hospital in stable condition and is now recovering, according to sources close to Lady Gaga. The shooter was described as male. He used a semi-automatic handgun and was spotted leaving in a white sedan. The investigation is still ongoing. A representative for Lady Gaga has confirmed that she's offering $500,000 for the return of her dogs. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.